Open your Bibles, if you will, please, the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter number 24. Joshua chapter number 24. And when you find it, please join me in standing. And I'm using this passage of Scripture just to get us starting, get us moving forward. The title today would be, You Choose. You Choose. And again, that may be the theme for this week of our revival meetings on choosing. Choosing. Choosing one to be here for the services. Amen. Because you got to choose to do so. But not only choose to be here for the meetings each week, but also choose to let God work upon your heart. I choose revival.
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
I choose revival. I choose that God will touch my heart this week. I choose that God will show me something this week. And as He does, may we also say, I choose to act upon it. I choose to make a decision this week. Just like the two that we're going to see this morning in the Scriptures, that made a decision. One made the right decision. The other one made the wrong decision. And my friend, may we not make the wrong decision this week by one, staying home, or refusing the moving of the Holy Spirit upon our hearts. Let's decide to move upon that and not move. I don't want to be a double negative here, amen. I want to be in the right tense. Let's decide to do the right thing, not decide to do the wrong thing. Here we find this fact of the children of Israel. And Joshua has been their leader. And he's continuing to move forward. And he's nearing the end of his life here. And Joshua's last charge to Israel coming at his death. And verse number 14, I want you to see Joshua gives us this statement. He says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." I mean, that'd be a great message right there.
Amen.
There's an outline. We may pull that back up again this week. I don't know. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Verse 15. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord..." Oh, my friend. Should it be evil for God's people to think it evil to serve the Lord? That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? God's people to think it evil to serve the one that you love?
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
"And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord," He says, "choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Here we find Joshua has chosen to serve the Lord. Oh, may we choose right today. And may we choose right this week to serve the Lord and do the right thing. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for this morning. Lead us and guide us in the moments that we have before us. And Lord, may we make a right decision for You. Lord, help us to see in the Scriptures these two which had to make a decision. One chose rightly, and one chose wrong. But Lord, I pray we'll be the right choice today for You. But Lord, we love You, we praise You, and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you very much. And please be seated. Would you please be so kind now to open your Bible to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. Here in Luke chapter number 23. Matthew, Mark, Luke. In Luke chapter number 23... and verse number 32, we will pick up. This morning, I want to introduce you in the challenge today to two men. It's really three. The one of which we are talking about is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is He that we preach on, and He that we teach on, and He that we love, and it's He that has saved us, it is He that has redeemed us. We know and should know a lot about the Lord Jesus Christ. But you may or may not know about these other two. These other two, as the Bible calls, malefactors. These two thieves that were on the cross with the Lord. These two thieves which are totally different. Each having to make a choice, and they made a different choice from one another. And my friend, today you have this opportunity to choose just like these two did.
Amen.
And my friend, may we see the need. These two were both guilty. guilty of a crime of which they were being punished for. And my friend, we are guilty of a crime. A crime of which we will stand in judgment and guilty for. Luke 23 verse 32 says, "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And the superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Today we see these two. Today we see these two upon that cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. Here these two, knowing that the end of their life would be soon. The crucifixion. A couple weeks ago we honor the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. These little plants up here that are still living, amen, that need to go, these lilies, that are there in representation, we have them for that special day. And I praise God, and I know you celebrated, and I know that you rejoiced in that day of resurrection, the singing that song, Up from the grave He arose, triumphant o'er His foes. Over death He rose, my friend, and He rose victorious over the dark domain, and He lives forever, amen, with the saints to reign. He rose, He arose, He arose. Hallelujah! Christ arose. And my friend, I'm glad He arose. And He rose for a reason. He rose for a purpose. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Savior of the world. And all those who trust in Him and believe in Him shall have that eternal life. And my friend, one day, amen, one day we shall all, that are His children, having made the right choice, shall be risen from amen. The dead. Amen. Whether the living unto life or death unto life. But here I want to show you these two men in relationship to you and to me. One chose right. The other one chose poorly. One chose unto life eternal. One chose unto death eternal. One chose Christ and received forgiveness. The other chose to rail upon Jesus and received in His death for His sin, the payment of death in hell. And so this morning I want to share with you. Here we see this infamous company on the cross with the Holy of Holies. Here one sits and wringing in pain and agony in His death. And so across on the other, the same. But in between them two, the Savior of the world. First I want you to see these two men had the same problem. Their problem was sin. They both were guilty of crimes committed. And here they both were being crucified unto death for their crime. Initially, in another passage of Scripture, both railed on Jesus. But now Jesus is in their midst. Now there's a change. Now something happens. We see the heart of one turning. But this morning I want to bring to you, both these men had the same condition. The condition of sin. From Adam in the Garden of Eden, as he sinned, and sin came into all the world, as it said in Romans, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And my friend, there was a time I realized that I was a sinner. I was just an 11-year-old boy. I was running the streets already. I was already hanging around the wrong guys. And some of the wrong girls. I was already dabbling into drinking and already dabbling into smoking. Not a whole lot, just as an 11-year-old kid could or would. But I praise the Lord, someone came by my way. Amen. I praise the Lord as I got to ride the church bus to church. I wasn't saved yet, but I was riding the church bus and I was riding. I wanted to sit in the back. Because there was always this big bump we had to go over. And we hit that big bump. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, the big bump in the back of the bus. Amen. The big bump's coming, hold on! And we'd all run to the back of the bus and we all wait there and get it and we all sit there, have hands in the air like we're riding a roller coaster. Ba-boom! And off we'd go. And I'd go to church and I'd listen to the Sunday school teachers and it wasn't until the youth director came to my house and there he opened up the Bible and opened it up to my brother and opened it up to me and there he showed me the scriptures about how Jesus came and bled and died for me. And I heard the truth. And as at that opportunity, at that moment, I had to make a choice. I had to choose. Praise the Lord, I did. Both my brother and I invited Christ to come into my heart. But for story's sake, can I say unto you, what if I did not, but my brother did? What if I chose not to? Just an 11-year-old kid. I'm having fun in school. I'm having fun in middle school. I'm fun with my friends. I don't want that. That'd change everything. But yet my brother did. My brother received Christ unto eternal life. He kept riding the church bus. I decided that wasn't for me. I told you I got saved when I was 11. I'm just saying, what if I didn't? What if I didn't? And my brother started going to church and started growing in the youth group and started going and out preaching a little bit and out soul winning and learning to tell people about Jesus. And what if I didn't get saved? And he would tell me about Jesus again and I don't want that. I'd probably get pretty hard and pretty cold to it. I don't want that, Jesus. And to stay at me and to stay on and I would reject. In time, my brother would go to Bible college, and he did. And he became a preacher for a while. And he would still continue to preach to me. Hey, Tim, would you come to my church? And I want to tell you about Jesus. And what if I had not gotten saved? And what if I didn't receive Christ? And I would still reject. You see, at that day in my front yard, were just like these two that are upon the cross.
Right.
But although Jesus wasn't right there with us, literally, although we didn't see Him on that cross, literally bleeding and suffering and dying, of whom they railed on, one chose to rail with Him, the other chose Christ.
Amen.
You see these two. First of all, their condition, they're just like you and me. Sinners. We need to make a choice. Whether to finally accept Christ or do we keep rejecting Him? Maybe today, and I pray today would be your day, that you would say yes and choose Jesus. But not only do we see their condition, secondly, I want you to see what happened in this. One said that we're not all that bad. The other said, yes, we are really that bad. One said, I've done some good things. The other said, no, you haven't. That's why you're here. One said I was a good person all my life. And the other said, no, we fall short.
Right.
We fall short. Sin is not measured against others, my friend. Sin is not how good a person I am and what I've done. It's not, it's not that I'm not that bad. No, it's because I am bad.
Right.
And when I start measuring myself against others, I may not look that bad. But when I measure myself against the holiness of God, I don't measure up. One didn't understand who the man in the middle was, but the other one did.
That's right.
One didn't quite get the conception of what was going on, but the other one did. And there was a time for the decision, and they had to make it, and they had to make it quick. They didn't have much time left in this world. They were both going to die. So here I want you to see what happened next. One wanted to be delivered from the cross. The other wanted to be forgiven of sins. Here they railed on him, and he said, "Huh, if you be the Christ, then get us both down from this cross. If you be the Son of God, then call your mighty angels and call those 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set us free." You see, he was trying to get off the cross free card. He's trying to get out of jail free card. If you be the Savior, you be the Messiah, you be really what you are, then get us off of here. But the other knew what he really needed. He needed salvation. Remember me. He said, "Remember me." And oh, my friend, can I tell you something? I hate to say it, but I have to say it. I have to say it. There have been too many Christians that have said yes to Jesus for one thing and one thing only to get them off the cross. For one thing and one purpose only to get their get out of hell free card. They have invited Christ into their heart, and I can't say whether they meant it. I cannot say whether you meant it. You can't say whether I really meant it. There's one that does.
Right.
And on that day, my friend, on that day, when we stand before Him in judgment, and these two guys are getting ready to do, we will be judged and He will know. How many times again in the Scripture it tells us that many came before the Lord and He said, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." Oh, but another one says, "I have done great wonderful things in your name. I have healed people. I have done great works for thee." And the Lord says, "Yeah, but you have denied me." And my friend, can I tell you something? This guy might have said, "I've done some wonderful things and I've not been a bad person." But the other one said, "Yes, I have done a bad person." And the one said, "If you be the Christ, then get me out of this bad space." Maybe that was you. Maybe that was you. Maybe that was you that said, "Well, if I'm a sinner, I'm going to go die and go to hell. Then I'm just going to get Jesus to save me." And my friend, I wonder about your faith.
Yes, come on.
I wonder about your honesty. I wonder about the truthfulness of your salvation. I, this morning, am not trying to shake somebody from their salvation and someone that is saved and convince them that they're not saved for the call of the fact that we need salvation decisions this morning. My friend, that's not what I care about. I don't report to nobody about that. That's between you and God. But my friend, if you just get bowed ahead and say a little prayer because somebody was bugging you and somebody was pestering you and you decided to get them away and maybe get out of hell free card, then my friend, you might want to check up and make sure that you are saved.
Right.
This guy here on the cross who railed on Jesus one moment and he's saying it in mockery, "If you are the Christ, then give you and me off this cross." Oh no. Didn't happen, did it? Well, he came off the cross all right. He came off that cross. They lowered him down off that cross and they laid his body in a tomb and soul went straight to hell because he chose to reject.
That's right.
Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you have said, "Well, I just come to church because I have to, and I come to church because I don't want me to think less of me, but I'll make a profession, but I really don't really have it, but I just don't want anybody to bug me, but I know I'm going to heaven because you know, I said a little prayer a long time ago." My friend, just a little talk with Jesus doesn't make everything right. Do you know that you know that you know that you're born again?
Amen.
Do you know?
Good.
I had a friend of mine, got to know him just a very little bit, got to spend some time with him. His name was John Parrott. John Parrott was one of the original tenors for the Kingsmen Quartet. years ago. His son sang with another quartet, but John would had a wonderful tenor voice, and he loved singing in quartet circles, and he loved singing with them, and he loved the harmony, and he got invited to sing with this singing group called the Kingsmen, who became very well known in Southern gospel music. And so he took them up on the offer, and now he's singing gospel songs about Jesus and gospel songs about the Lord and about heaven and about the joy of the Lord, and he has these wonderful things, and he's around these people. But he knew in his heart that he never asked Jesus to come in his heart. He knew he wasn't saved. But he liked his worldly ways. He liked the wicked ways. But he would put the suit on. He'd put the tie on. He'd go to the singings. He'd go to the churches. Well, some of the members were talking about how the Lord loved him and how the Lord saved him and how the Lord forgave him, and they handed him the mic to give testimony. He would just grab the mic and say, "God has just been so good to me. God has just been so good to me. Has He been getting so good to you?" He would fluff it off. Finally, the conviction started getting on his heart. And I pray maybe it's getting on your heart. And that conviction was getting on to him. And he says, "I can't do this anymore. I don't have a testimony." So he left there and he thought, maybe I just go to church and be a church member. So he started going to church. They found out that he sang and became the music director. And he liked young people. So now they're giving him to teach the young people. And so now he's leading music and he's teaching young people. And he's still lost. Until he heard a message like this, and a preacher that cared for his soul. They say statistically that if not more than 50% of our folks that come to sit in our churches are lost. They say that many have made a profession, but not a possession. I truly believe. Here we have the one on the cross. He's joined the world and he's joined the things of the world as those out there are railing on Jesus. And then the soldiers are railing on Jesus. And this guy chummed in with them and said, Yeah, if you be the Christ, get us off of this thing. Oh, but the other chose right. The other didn't follow the crowd. The other realized in his heart that he was the one that was the sinner. He was the one that needed the one that's in the middle. He's the one that needed Christ. He was the one that was wrong. Did you remember seeing that? Did you remember reading that? We just looked at it as others railed on him, and he's saying unto them, the one malefactor hanging on the cross railed him, saying, "Thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." Verse 40. But the other answering rebuked him. Can you imagine? One thief on one cross rebuking a thief on the other cross. You dummy! You big dummy! Don't you realize who this guy is? We deserve to be here, he says. Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we, indeed, justly, we were guilty, he says, but he... For we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Remember me. You see, can you picture the moment that if I was still lost and I was still without Christ, my brother had been one that had been in church all his life and the rest of his life and had gone to be a preacher and all that, and we got an old age and we both died, he'd be in heaven and I wouldn't. He'd be in the comfort of the arms of Jesus and I'd be in the pits of hell. As Jesus told this man on the left, he said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise," and the other would not. You see, one chose to stay in his ways. One chose to stay in his sin. But the other chose rightly. The other chose Jesus. He chose the right decision. And can I tell you this, son? Hey, some, you will have to go against the crowd. You will have to take a stand against the norm. while others were railing on Jesus, while others were mocking Him. The soldiers were tempting Him with vinegar. Why don't you drink this vinegar? You ever drank vinegar? You ever try to drink vinegar when you're thirsty? You ever pour vinegar on a wound? They're tempting Him. Why don't you take a drink of this vinegar? Your lips are parched here. Why don't you have some of this? The gall. And in the end, they gave Him the gall. That's when He died. My friend, there's a choice to make. There's a choice to make. And when you make the right choice, you may have to turn against your friends and say, you're going the wrong way.
That's right.
When you make the right choice, there'll be a time you have to go against the things of this world.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And here these two malefactors are sitting there. And they're on that old rugged cross mocking. But then one turns and he starts accepting and starts believing and starts receiving. My friend there, he received eternal life. He turned to Jesus. He looked to Jesus. One followed the world and one followed Christ. He was given a promise. One received the promise and one did not. One received the promise and said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today, he said. The other didn't get that. And my friend, with Jesus in your heart and into your life, He will say to you today, if your life were to be required of you today, if the trumpet were to sound today, the dead in Christ shall rise first, but ye which remain shall be caught up to meet Him in the air. Today! Would today be your day? Could today be your day that you be with the Lord in a place called heaven? A place beyond paradise? I like to think so, but can Jesus really do that? Yes.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the Father. My friend, today, that's where He wants you. Let me read this little thing to you and I'll be done. Three men hung on their cross. Two had committed crimes. One did not. Two were guilty of death. One was not. Two deserved to be there. One chose to be there. Two died unto glory. But one did not. One did not. And my friend, if we were to look around the room in our own heart, first of all, would you say that you would be in glory and death? Or would you be the one that's left behind? When both these died on the cross, one opened up his eyes in the presence of Jesus, the one that was in the middle. But not for long. But we know on that third day Jesus rose again. And He ushered that was in that place called heaven, hell, and the place called paradise, unto heaven. I believe that.
Amen.
But the other, my friend, just like the rich man in the presentation of the rich man and Lazarus, who after he died, he lifted up his eyes in torment. Oh, I bet the man on the right that railed on Jesus wished he had chosen right. But at that moment, I'm sure, I made the wrong decision. And how about you? As we start off this revival week, won't you choose right? Won't you choose to let God work upon your heart and life? Won't you let God to mold you and make you and say, yes, today, I'm going to take those steps. Yes, today, I'm going to get right with God. Yes, today, if it means me turning away from the world and turning away from those which are my friends and looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and be like Him and suffer like He suffered, unto the joy of our salvation. So as we start this revival meeting, you choose. As we saw there in Joshua, choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve. With our heads bowed and eyes closed. Somber moment, but let me let you think about this for just a little longer. I know you folks. Some of you folks I've been knowing for quite some time now. But just because I know you and have been around you doesn't mean I really know you. Doesn't mean that I really know your heart. Are you saved? Are you born again? I mean, did you really, in repentance of your sin and acceptance, call upon Jesus to your heart? One day it will be revealed. But my friend, why not choose Him today? So with our heads bowed and eyes closed, who would raise their hand and say, Brother Holtz Clyde, I've never done that. I've raised my hand many times saying that I have. And I've raised my hand many times and I've told people that I have. But in truth and in honesty, if we were to stand before God right now, or the Lord would come back and take His children home, I probably would be left out. But I don't want it to be that way anymore. Their heads bowed and eyes closed. And respect for one another. I want to pray for you. But the Holy Spirit, I do not know, but I sure would like to know. Would you pray for me? Here's my hand. And raise it up, put it right back down. I really don't know. But I really should. We really do want to know. Would you pray for me today? Putting everything aside. I don't want to be that thief that chose wrong. I want to choose right today. Here's my hand. Across the room. Okay. By saying that, who now would say with a joy of heart, Brother Holtzclaw, I did receive Christ in my heart. I do know that if I were to die today, I'd go to heaven. I know it because He has received me and because I've received Him. Brother Holtzclaw, here's my hand. I know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. All across the room, I know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. Amen. Put your hands down. But here's the challenge. Are you walking? Are you carrying your cross for Jesus now? Are you being that witness? Are you choosing and making right choices for Him? Maybe you need to come to an old-fashioned altar and rededicate. Maybe you need to come this morning and just pray, Dear God, I want to have revival this week. I understand what Jesus did for me. And if I was one of those thieves on the cross because of my sin, I want to continue to make that right choice. And I want to continue moving forward. And I want to continue doing the right thing. And today I just want to make the right steps. Maybe that's you. As the invitation begins, let's do the right thing today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You. We praise You. And we pray that You bless this morning. Bless this invitation in Jesus' name. And as music begins to play, let's all stand together with our heads bowed and eyes closed, Pastor.